Turning our attention now.
I do feel sorry for Matt. Matt, we were pounding him with questions during the news and sort of walking him out to the lift, asking him more questions.
He's happy to answer them. He's a nice fella.
How good is it,
though? He's a nice fella.
I mean, we're talking about the winner of the Australasian Tour of Merit from last year.
Yep.
Just come in and share, you know, his insights into the game. It's really good.
No, he's a good man. I think he likes us. It keeps coming back. That's a good sign. And we look forward to following him, as I said, in 2018 as well. Hopefully it's a big year for Matty Griffin. Hopefully it's a big year for Jack Crisp from the Magpies as well. He's been good enough to jump in the studio this morning as well. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Great to have you on board, mate. So you're listening to that, Matty Griffin, a professional in another sport. Do you pay attention to the lifestyles of those guys?
Yeah, I do a little bit. It's pretty interesting to listen to Matty talk because I follow it a little bit, but I don't really get an insight to, you know, obviously what professional golf is like. So the individual sport was really, really good to hear.
He spoke about the pressure, and what goes unnoticed in the football world is the little sort of slight added pressure being a Collingwood player. When you got drafted to Collingwood, did you get the sense that you're playing at probably one of the biggest clubs in Australia?
Didn't hit me for a while, I don't think. Probably until, I guess it was the first main training session that we had. It was an open session, and there was a couple of hundred players, fans there, as well as food trucks and everything. And,
geez, that's right.
Just on the training track, and you smell a few sausages on the barbie. It's pretty distracting.
First thing I'd notice would be food trucks.
Well, you didn't have that at the Gabba.
No.
Well, it's a good point, Jim, because you go from Brisbane, who are, from an AFL perspective, a little bit off the radar, and you come to Collingwood, which is always on the radar. In fact, the radar doesn't exist without it. And you get that fishbowl effect. I mean, it's a pretty big change dramatically in terms of the exposure, the pressure and the expectation, I imagine.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Because I'm from country Victoria anyway, so I knew football was big, massive down here. But then I kind of forgot what it was like in Brisbane because it's so big on NRL and then... Yeah. And then the Big Bash cricket up there as well. So it was definitely an eye-opener once again come back down with all the exposure you get.
You've been a big find for them. You've played every game in the last 3 years for the Magpies. You played 66 out of 66, which is a bloody good effort. You finished top 10 in the best and fairest a couple of times, third a couple of years ago. So you've been really good servant for the Magpies. Where do you get better for 2018 and beyond?
Well, my role's changed a bit. Going to be changed a bit for this year. I'll be playing off the half back line, a bit changed from the mid and forward. So it's definitely a new aspect I can add to my game, and I'm really looking forward to it. Been enjoying training for half back so far over the pre-season, and I finished the season off in half back last season anyway, so that was really enjoyable. Yeah.
I was going to ask you further on that because you have played at half back. I've seen you out on the wing. I've seen you play run with roles. So this summer they've, as you said, targeted you to halfback. Do you just go train purely with the defenders, or do you still put a bit of time in with the mids?
Yeah, we've got our primary and secondary roles and backup role like that. So I did a bit of midfield on Friday as well, and then I've got a backup role as a forward as well. But mainly so far, main sessions have been halfback.
People would be interested. How do those conversations come about? At the end of the year, when you sit down to exit interviews, does Bucks and whoever your assistant coaches go, when you come back, you're going to be training with the defenders, or is it something that you flag with them? Can I have a bit of time down at halfback?
Yeah, well, they asked for a bit of feedback and how I went with it, and I said I really enjoyed it. I guess they break it down a little bit to what type of player should be there and what attributes they should have, and that's what they've done with every player on the list at the moment, and they've broken everyone down to where they should be playing, and so far they train mainly with that. I think it's going to be 70% with their primary role and then about 30% with their secondary role.
Have you noticed it being a different footy club? Because there's been a lot of change since the end of the year, and Nathan and Jeff Walsh and Eddie McGuire have talked about the review and the changes subsequently that were made. How different is it for you, do you think? Or is it too early to tell?
It's a fair bit different because the whole footy program has changed. We've got to kind of go down a different pathway in terms of how we're attacking training and how specific we're being with just every part of the training. It'll be meetings, gym, and then... You know, trying to get our surge and sprint running up, be more match fit instead of just running fit. So it's definitely a big change, but I think everyone's really enjoying the new program so far.
What do you make of Bucks' demeanour? Because a lot of pressure on him last year. There was enormous coverage about his future, and I was watching one of the videos on the website, The Grind, which is a great little series that comes out each week on the Collingwood website for those fans that want to get a bit of an insight into what happens. And he was talking about, it must have been one of the first meetings of the year, he talked about the fact that maybe he read a bit much into the outside commentary last year and let it affect the way he coached. How's he been different so far this campaign?
Well, I guess it's just a bit of the old monkey off the back a little bit. So he's just still his confident self and really influential for everyone. Like, I still find him very fascinating, and everything he says is just—it's very intriguing. So he just seems so much more relaxed. And then the way he's approaching training with all the coaches and stuff, I think everyone else is starting to take another step forward and become more involved themselves. So it's not just Nathan running the show the whole time, but everything so far is—he's just been wonderful.
Football's a copycat industry, as we know. Whoever wins the last premiership, we try and copy them. Has that come a bit into Collingwood's training, seeing Richmond and that sort of, you call it the fly pressure forward line?
I don't think it's so much we've been doing that. I think we're just still trying to get our own game plan ready to go for the season, because we've shown times we've been very inconsistent, as everyone knows. But I think we're not trying to copy them too much. We've got our own game style we're trying to play, especially with, well, we've got a couple half forwards that are injured at the moment, which makes it hard to try and get that pressure up. But we've definitely got a lot of players that can do that stop of forward pressure and then play all those other roles.
You touched on those forwards being out for Solo with a bit of surgery, and obviously Elliot, you know, going to miss probably about 14 weeks, mainly pre-season. Who are some young players that could probably step up and fill their role?
Oh, young players. So we've got... Gosh, I don't know. Give me 5 minutes. For that. I don't play forward anymore. I'm not quite sure who actually trains there. But no, we've got Cale Kirby's coming along really fine. Like new Jaden Stevenson. And we've got a few draftees like Tyler Brown. Cale Brown can go there. Josh Dacos. So we've got a lot of lively young forwards there, which are really looking forward to their future.
I'm sure Alex Fasolo will be really frustrated, because we know of Jamie Elliott's issues and he would be frustrated as well. But Alex, you know, was really keen to have a real good run at it through the pre-season. Now he's going to miss 8 weeks. How's he going?
Yeah, he started really well. I think he was obviously pretty flat last week after he copped a bad knock. He's got his surgery today, I'm pretty sure. So I think he's all in good spirits. He was last week after he found out. But we're just going to have to wait and see how he goes.
Is it frustrating for a teammate and a friend when you see someone like that go down again, and then you've got the situation with Jamie Elliott that, you know, the key to Collingwood's success in the forward line are essentially those two players. Is it a letdown for everybody, or is it just part and parcel of football?
Yeah, well, it is a letdown because you hate to see your mates go down with the injury, especially this early in pre-season, because it's always a long way back, but... You can only wish for the best and then figure out how... It's an opportunity for young other fellas to step up and show everyone what they can do. But, yeah, all in all, you don't like seeing players go down.
Yourself, personally, a lot of... I know I did it myself, and half you probably would have over your seasons of football. You review your own season, you target something even small in pre-season to go after, whether it be running, getting bigger, getting even slimmer for some guys. Is there anything you just put a little focus on this summer?
Yeah, for me, I'm trying to be a little bit... I play maybe a kilo heavier, a little bit stronger. With their new program that we're doing, I'm finding my sprint and surge stuff is going to be more consistent. I'm feeling pretty good so far. If I can learn to run for long periods of time with an extra kilo on my body, I think I'll be better off, yeah.
What about your outside world? I mean, it's changed dramatically in the last 5 weeks or so. Just tell us a bit about that and the impact it's had on your life.
Yeah, so I had a baby 4.5 weeks ago now. It's still very interesting and very new, but it's a great challenge, as a lot of people know, you guys probably know. And I just look forward to every day, especially don't want to leave in the morning when they're... Michaela and Lila are both sleeping, looking really cute. And then I get the training, get off the track, and I get a text that she's been fussy and it's been hard, and I kind of think, geez, I'm lucky I'm not there.
Does it change your perspective on what you do? Does it take a little bit of the pressure off, I suppose, because you know there's actually a bigger picture at play?
Yeah, it does a little bit, because it just kind of... relaxes the mind away from football, and then I'm just focusing on getting things right at home. Like, what can I do to be better for Lila and Michaela and help out and stuff? So does help out a little bit, but it's still, you know, I'm pretty tired, especially in pre-season. You get home, I kind of want a nap, but then I've got to change the nappy. So
it's all just getting started.
I don't know, 20 more years.
We had Taylor Adams in here throughout the course of the year and talked about the pressures of being a Collingwood player, and particularly if you're not reaching expectations. What's it been like for you? Because you've come from a different environment from Brisbane. You wanted to come to Collingwood. Is it all what you thought it would be? And how tough is it when things aren't going well to not read the papers or listen and read what's said about you?
It's not too bad. I don't really look into that stuff too much. When I came here, I was probably a little bit overweight, put on a bit too much weight over off season, but it was more, I found out the standards were different from different clubs. I was quick to adjust, and since then, I think I've tried to put every best foot forward I can, and I don't really block out outside media and stuff like that, so it doesn't affect me too much, but it's not going, it's all right.
We played 66 of 66,
I've exceeded my own expectations in that, because I just wanted to come in and play round one, and then, so since then, 3 years ago, it's been the best thing for me, moving down to Collingwood.
So every year, the footy world, because predominantly a lot of them are Collingwood people, expect Collingwood to make the finals, just the way it is. For the last couple of years, that hasn't happened. Has it been because you've underperformed or you haven't been quite good enough?
I think it's a mixture of both. We've shown that our best is really great, and we can match the best teams, even beat them. And then when we're not playing well, we obviously play really bad and get beaten by teams that we should be beating. That probably takes its toll a fair bit. A few people are starting to get frustrated now. As you said, 4 years out of finals. It's been enough. We need to get back to it.
When you have those big wins, I know internally you tend to measure on a couple of key things. When Collingwood's playing its best footy, is it pressure? Is it ball movement? What do you guys target?
Yeah, I think it's a fair bit of pressure and contested ball. We've been a pretty good contested ball team for the last couple of years, but then just having that class on the outside, the polish, and then obviously going into the forward line where we struggled really early last year.
And Darcy Moore down back with you, how's he adjusted, maybe being the new key defender down there?
Yeah, no, he's going really well. I remember when he first got drafted, he trained as a half in the back line for a while. So I think he's such a good athlete, such a powerful athlete, and he'll be a really good asset down back.
Are you starting to just sort of wrap around the back and just say, look, mate, whenever you mark it, just a short little handball here, look after each other. Bit of waxing going on. That's what backs are very good at. They're just bring each other into the game, stat up a little bit.
There's a lot more offensive running, that's for sure.
You talk about assets to the club. You got a couple of new coaches in. Justin Longmuir and Gary Hocking have jumped on board. How have they fitted into the program? What have you made of them?
Yeah, they're going really well. J-Lo, so he's the backs coach. I'll get along.
J-Lo.
Yeah. Okay, man, that was his nickname.
Yeah, that's good. I hadn't thought about that.
But, yeah, no, he's going really well. I've been working really close with him because he's running the backs there. But he's fitting in really well with the new game plan. So is Buddha, Gary Hocking's Buddha.
Yep. Yeah, no, I got that.
Yeah, okay. Played a good team. But no, yeah, they're going really well. They're taking a fair bit of training, and then the meetings when they're trying to get across the game plan to all the other players. So it's going really well.
And what about Daniel Harford? What sort of reputation has he got already from the AFLW perspective at Collingwood?
I don't know. Don't see him too much there.
But. No. He might see him in rehab.
I didn't even know he was there.
Yeah, because he's in rehab with that, isn't he?
That's a bit of a setback.
He's a daytime man. I'm a nighttime man.
We don't cross paths yet.
We don't cross paths. I'll let the boys have their space. We're working with the girls. Jack, great to see you, mate. Look forward to watching the year unfold for the Magpies in 2018. I reckon there'll be plenty of people paying a lot of attention, and see if you can back up 66 into 88 and hopefully a few more with finals. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Jack Crisp from the Magpies.